Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
What's up, free range rabbits? I hope you're all doing well today. I just wanted to let you know about something new we are doing here on Fridays. We are bringing over the short form content from YouTube for you to also listen to here as well. The only caveat, it will be a month after the original air date. So if you're wanting to get to these recordings earlier than when they drop here on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, etc., head on over to my YouTube channel at Free the Rabbits and you'll get the full recording plus video. This will in no way hinder the long-form episodes that drop every Monday at 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Love you all. Hope you enjoy.
Merkel Media.
What are water babies in Native American culture and modern times? Now, today we're going to start with the water babies, a fairy tale for a land baby. And it is a children's novel by Charles Kingsley, and we're going to get into who Charles Kingsley is here in a minute. And it was written in 1862 to 1863, and it was a part of Macmillan's magazine, and it was written partially as a satire in support of Charles Darwin's On the Origin of Species, so Darwinism, evolution. It was used to support that. And very interestingly enough, you're going to find out when we go through this book that it had a lot of Christian themes as well. It has been very interesting to see some of the characters that have pushed Darwinism over the years that do profess to be Christians, but completely turn their back on what the Bible's actually saying. Now, Macmillan's magazine, it was a monthly British magazine, and it was published in 1859 to 1907, and that was by Alexander Macmillan. Now, Alexander Macmillan, he was the co-founder in 1843 with his brother Daniel, and they started what was originally called the Macmillan and Company, and it was a firm that was started out of a successful bookshop in Cambridge. And Alexander's brother Daniel was, interestingly enough, the grandfather of Harold Macmillan, who was actually the prime minister of the UK later on down the line. So they're a very connected family. Also, one of the big contributors to the magazine's first decade of publication was F.D. Maurice and John Frederick Denison Maurice. He was commonly known as F.D. Maurice. He was an English Anglican priest and theologian, and he was one of the founders of Christian socialism. Very interesting topic, and maybe I get into that at some point. And F.D. Maurice is also connected to a few other characters that are all tied into this whole Darwinian movement. And we're going to see how Freemasonry is also tied into all of this as well. And F.D. Maurice is kind of an outlier on this entire Freemasonic infiltration that was pushed through evolution. Now, the story, The Water Baby, is a fairy tale for a land baby. It was billed as a modern day fairy tale for children, but it gave a lot of insight on the way fairies were viewed in the mid 1800s. Also, according to Steve Quayle, who wrote Little Creatures book, he talks about the water babies, and he said that this book was used as a way to indoctrinate children into being able to accept fairies and these water babies, which were offshoots of fairies, to accept the transformation that these fairies were offering small children, which we'll get into a little bit later. Also, we're going to talk about the Native American version of the water babies, which isn't far removed from what the water babies were talked about in this book either, except this book tries to paint them as more of benevolent beings, whereas in Native American cultures, they're almost exclusively viewed as malevolent. But again, to the book being also a satirical tale, it was also propaganda that was pushing this Darwin's evolution, and it was pushing guys like Thomas Henry Huxley as heroes to be admired. Now, Thomas Henry Huxley was an English biologist and anthropologist, and he specialized in comparative anatomy, and he was all self-taught and self-learned, so he was not formally educated, so he was an autodidact, and he actually became known as Darwin's bulldog because he pushed for Charles Darwin's theory of evolution above all else. So he would go toe-to-toe with guys in debates, and he was a very prominent figure in all of this. Now, Thomas Henry Huxley was not a part of Freemasonry as far as we know, but he was a member of the Royal Society, which I've talked a lot about on this channel, and a lot of guys that were a part of the Royal Society were a part of various secret societies too. So he may not have been a part of a formal secret society, but he was friends with a lot of guys who were in secret societies. So to say that he wasn't cultivated to be a part of pushing this evolutionary movement from secret societies, it wouldn't be a stretch for us to say. So Thomas Henry Huxley was even pictured in a drawing at the front of one of the editions of the book, and he was examining a bottle containing a water baby with Professor Richard Owen. Now, this made me think about something a little bit different than what this book was purporting the water babies to be, which were created from these fairies and the queen of the fairies. It actually made me go to think about what a homunculus is, or homunculi plural, which is a small artificial human or human-like being. And this was popularized in the 16th century alchemy and 19th century fiction, and is historically referred to as the creation of a miniature, small humanoid or human being. And this became very prominent with Philippus Areolus Theophrastus Bombastus von Hohenheim, better known as Paracelsus, when he wrote his book De Natura Rerum on the nature of things. And he goes into specific detail in that book how to create a homunculus, which we won't go into all of that today, but part of the process was you had to seal this sperm from the man in a sealed cucurbit, a glass container very similar to what we're seeing in this water baby book that Thomas Henry Huxley is looking at. So to me, when I'm thinking about the United Kingdom version of water babies, it makes me go more to the Paracelsian version of the homunculus, which, according to Paracelsus, a fully grown homunculus was skilled in art and could create giants, dwarves, among other various monstrosities. But as we dig deeper into this water baby book by a Reverend Charles Kingsley, you got that right. He was a reverend, and he was a broad church priest of the Church of England, a university professor, social reformer, historian, novelist, and poet. And he was also a part of this large Christian socialist movement. And what's very interesting about him being this reverend, he was a close friend and colleague of who? Charles Darwin. So here we go with these quote unquote Christians who are siding with this survival of the fittest, this idea that is wholly removed from anything from the Bible. And many of them have many Freemasonic ties, including Charles Kingsley. And he actually appears in Freemasonic membership registers, and he was formally recognized by the craft. So we do know that F.D. Maurice, who we talked about earlier, who was tied to Kingsley, and he was also tied to this outlier of Freemasonry. However, Charles Kingsley is on registers as actually being a Freemason. So here we go with this reverend who's a Freemason, who's best friends with Charles Darwin, and he's pushing evolution through this water baby book. So we're going to get into Water Babies, a Fairy Tale for a Land Baby, and it was massively popular in England, and it became what they call a children's classic. However, later on, things started to be revealed when culture started changing, and when you look at the Water Babies book, there are many ideas of Darwinian and occult eugenics that are all through it, which also ties into Theosophy and Helena Blavatsky and all of these other occultists who seemingly had this one goal of eugenics. And this book was no different. And it makes absolute sense because we're talking about a Freemason who is pushing the idea of evolution. So the story is built around this hero of the Water Babies, and he is a chimney sweep. His name's Tom, and he's actually selected by this queen of the fairies, and they're these little fairies that live in streams, and it all culminates with him drowning and becoming a water baby himself, and there are all these adventures that change him into the better. So this is a tale of a young boy who is changed into a water baby fairy, but for the better. And you're going to see themes of reincarnation throughout this, which again is super weird for a Christian reverend, Charles Kingsley, to be even talking about. But you're going to see this a lot when you find these esoteric groups that are behind these reverends. And we talked about it many times in different things like the Freemasonic Legends of the Craft, where they mix in all of these biblical characters, but they give them these very alchemical origins that are completely devoid of anything biblical at all. So we need to get into how Tom's death is described, because that's very important to how this works. So it starts by the riverbed, and there's this Irish woman there. She ends up not being an Irish woman. She's actually the queen of the fairies. Now, the other fairies come to her, and they ask her, "Where have you been?" So she says, "I've been smoothing sick folks' pillows and whispering sweet dreams in their ears, opening cottage casements to let out the stifling air, coaxing little children away from gutters and foul pools where fever breeds, turning women from the gin shop door and staying men's hands as they were going to distract their wives, doing all I can to help those who will not help themselves, and little enough that is a weary work for me, but I brought you a new little brother and watched him safe all the way here." So she is lured this young boy here, and she's letting the other fairies know that she has brought them a new brother who's going to be a human who they're going to turn into a water baby. So all the fairies are happy. They're laughing. They got a new little brother coming. But she says, "But mine, maidens, he must not see you or know that you are here. He is but a savage now, and like the beasts which perish, and from the beasts which perish, he must learn. So you must not play with him or speak to him or let him see you, but only keep him from being harmed." So they're sad. They can't play with their new brother. And the queen ends up floating away down the river. So after all that, Tom comes to the riverbed and he's hot, he's thirsty, he's been working all day. So he is also wanting to be clean, so he's going to bathe himself in the waters. But about 2 minutes in, he falls asleep in the waters and he feels like it's the coziest sleep he's ever had in his life. He dreams about green meadows and he sees these tall elm trees and sleeping cows. He falls into this delightful sleep. And the fairies take him. So what's really alarming about all this is the message that's given to the children here is that you being taken by the fairies in death is a good thing. So if fairies lure you to your death, you're going to go to this other place where these fairies can turn you into this water baby. At least that's what this tale is saying. Again, this was a tale for children. Yes, it was satirical and it was there to push Darwinism, but at the same time, this was also brainwashing children too, and it was to make them feel okay about fairies coming to them and leading them away. And we know this from many people who have had phase sightings in the woods where things are singing or orbs that are speaking to them telepathically that are luring them deeper into the woods, sometimes to their death or to something nefarious. So this plays right into these tropes that we hear a lot about fairies, this mischievous nature, this, dare I say, demonic nature of these fairies.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
So the story goes on to talk about how Tom transforms into a water baby. And so he wakes up, he finds himself swimming about in a stream, and he's about 4 inches tall. And he's got these gills, and he thinks they're something attached to his face and his neck, and he starts pulling at them, but he realizes it's a part of him because it's hurting. So he stops doing that, and he leaves them alone. And at that point, he realizes that he has been turned into a water baby, and he's with these fairies now. So Kingsley also goes into the next chapter and he starts laying this groundwork of reincarnation. And he starts talking about Tom doesn't even remember his former life. And he writes that the same for children who can't remember their former lives before they were born. So he's encouraging children through brainwashing that you can be reincarnated. This is Gnosticism 101. This is nothing new I've talked about on this channel. So this is this idea that you can keep reincarnating into different bodies and have memories from your past lives. And this also ties into the big starseed movement that we've seen really revived over the past 10, 15 years. And it goes wholly against scripture because we can pull up Psalm 139:13, for you are formed in my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. So that is when you are put together. That is when your spirit, soul, and body are put together and created and formed. So there is no reincarnation. You're not coming back a million times. And to Gnosticism, you're only reincarnated when you can't get past the demiurge. So at the end of the day, if you're not spiritually strong enough and you're not at Mahatma status or secret chief status or part of this great white brotherhood status, then you're just going to reincarnate back into something else. And this is played right into Kingsley's book about water babies, which to me gives it a whole nother tone than just these spirits who are in the form of these babies who live in the water. And we're going to get into the Native American part of it, where I think this is where we really get into these water babies actually are. And I'm also going to tell a personal story. When I was out in Utah and I talked to a Native American man who was taking us around the area, and he talked specifically about water babies too. So Native American water babies, their spirits featured in the folklore of several Western Native American tribes, and these entities are believed to inhabit bodies of water such as springs, ponds, often appearing as infants whose cries are considered an omen of impending disaster. So it's actually an omen when you hear them crying out. Now, to the untrained ear or people that don't know what they are, sometimes they think that they are babies drowning. They think they are babies that are hurt, and then they also lead you to your death. And not only leading people to their death, but they are said to eat actual human children as well. And I'm going to talk about, again, what the Native American gentleman told us when we were out in Utah about them. So we've got the Washoe tribe, and they say in their tradition, water babies are considered powerful beings that inhabit bodies of water in their homeland. And this is particularly around Lake Tahoe in California and Nevada. Now, they are always said to bring harm or bring death to humans. There is a cave rock that is at the end of Lake Tahoe, and it's actually regarded as a very sacred place. And what's even wilder is some of the Washoe tribe healers will go there to commune with the water babies. Even though they believe they're evil, they're going there to get some sort of power from them. So I thought that was super interesting because they will actually bring offerings to these water babies so that they won't attack them, and they still attack them. And they sometimes will even attack the people who are bringing these offerings to them. So then we have the Paiute tribe, and their legends surround the Pyramid Lake in Nevada, and their stories of water babies are of a very dangerous spirit too. And these spirits are said to mimic the sounds of crying babies to lure in victims. This is what I was talking about before, where you think they're real human children, and they will even initially look like that when you're trying to get them out of the water. And before you know it, like a pack of piranhas, they're pulling you down and killing you or eating you. What's also very interesting, and it'll lead into what I think these water babies could be too, it talks about that in one legend, a water baby confronts a giant who's terrorizing the area. So now we've got the Nephilim involved here, and this water baby waits for the giant near the lake and actually overpowers and drowns him in the lake's depths. And it's said that you could even see the remains of the giant near the Alabama Hills, which is super wild to think about. And again, this goes to Native American lore and their knowledge of giants, of these Nephilim, and they've talked about it since as long as you can find anything on what Native Americans have said about their own culture. So they are very adamant about giants existing. And now we're going to get to the Ute tribe, and this is going to segue into the Native American gentleman we talked to because he was a part of the Ute tribe. So in Ute folklore, and these are mainly around Utah Lake and Provo River in Utah, so these water babies were believed to inhabit the waters of these, and the Utes told stories of these spirits, and they call them small creatures with long black hair, and they cry like infants, and they also lure or force others into the water. And one of the twists to the water baby legends that the Utes have is their fear was that if they were lured or tempted or captured and drug into the water, they would actually become water Indians and they would end up luring others to the same fate. So they would essentially turn into a water baby themselves, very similar to the story that we read about Tom. So we have this interesting connection between the Native American lore of water babies and also this book that Kingsley wrote about water babies. So again, I don't think it's far off from saying that both types of water babies are the same. However, Kingsley is offering up the idea that they are good, that it's a good thing to become a water baby. However, the Native Americans seem to know better. And I'll tell you about the story of Johnny. So we were out there shooting our film Shape of Shadows, where we're out there near Skinwalker Ranch, and we were at a place called Space Wolf Research, and it literally butted up to Skinwalker Ranch. So we could look over into Skinwalker Ranch. We saw a lot of really wild things there. We saw 20 to 25 UFOs light up the sky for about an hour, hour and a half. That was just one of the really strange things that happened while we were there. If you haven't seen the film Shape of Shadows, go to merkelfilms.com. You can watch the film there. It's a really wild film, and you'll see Johnny there too, but he told us many stories, and he took us to many different areas in Utah, and this is one of the ones that didn't make the film because ultimately there's a lot that gets cut out of these films because they're not necessarily relevant to the subject matter, and this was one of those times. So he takes us to one of these rivers, and he says, listen, There are these water babies that are here to this day. He said around 7-8 o'clock at night, you can hear them wailing. You can hear them crying. He said there'll be a lot of people out there in small boats. And he said, you just got to be careful. He said, I don't recommend anyone out there on a boat. He's like, but many people don't believe these things exist. And he said, there have been many people disappear on the lake or get injured, and stories of these babies coming up out of the water, and you can see them floating up, and you think that it's a baby, something's wrong with it, but they have these really sharp, jagged teeth like piranhas, and he said they almost act like piranhas. So he ends up telling us a story of one of his ancestors, and not far removed, right? We're talking about a great-great-grandfather or great-great-great-grandfather. And the story was, when he was a child, he was playing by the shoreline of the river. And he said he was digging, because, you know, they dug up rocks, all kind of things. And he ends up digging up this baby, and this baby jumps out of the dirt, runs to attack him. Now, his mother was there and ends up kicking this baby back into the water. And this thing's hissing, screaming, yelling, has these sharp teeth. And he said, it's not a baby. These things are demonic by nature. They are evil. He said that they are what the Ute tribe calls evil spirits. And we thought that was just super wild. And there were so many other interesting spirits and supernatural beings and cryptids that he talked about just in that area, let alone all the other places that he took us to. But I thought the water babies was one of the most interesting things I had heard. And I think it lends me to some of my thoughts on it, right? We've got Kingsley, who writes this book on it. It's clearly Gnostic by nature. It's all about transcending, becoming this water baby, getting in contact with these fairies. To me, this is just another version of what we're seeing now with aliens and abductions and star seeds. It's just another version of that to me. And if we're going to look at what these water babies are, I think we've got several options. One, they could just be purely supernatural, spiritual. They could come from another dimension realm, which is highly possible. We could also look at them as being some sort of hybrid, especially if we go down the homunculus route. If we look at the weird connection, even in the Native American cultures with giants and Nephilim, we could even look at them being some sort of hybrid as well. So I think there are several options on the table, and I'm not going to narrow it down to one because it could be several different ones too. We don't know exactly what each type of water baby is, but I find it fascinating that here's this book that Kingsley writes in the 1800s, encouraging children to follow fairies because then they can transcend. They can essentially themselves become one of these secret chiefs or Mahatmas. Of course, he's not using that verbiage or language, but it's the same Gnostic tale that we've seen since the dawn of time, becoming something greater by getting in contact with these entities. And to me, that's essentially what these water babies are. They are something nefarious and they are something spiritual that is encouraging people to become something greater, or it is leading people to their death. And so that right there is my take on water babies, guys. Definitely something supernatural at the very least.
Trying to be me, but every time I do, they point their fingers at me. Sometimes I wanna scream. I can't fit within their kaleidoscope of what they want me to believe. But I can't
Oh. myself every time I say my family's on my mind. That don't mean I don't care. It's just sometimes I feel stretched thin, and I know that isn't fair. But I can't fade to black. But I can't fade to black. It's all in the grind. Skills can't balance the way. Colors bleed out the frame. Black and white on the side. It's all in the grind. Skills can't balance the way. Colors bleed out the frame. Black and white on the side. It's all in the grind. It's all in the grind. It's all in the grind.
I'm trying to be me, but every time I do, they point their fingers at me.
Five years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
At the UPS store, we know being a small business owner means holiday time is still go time. Still get those orders shipped time. And still re-up on stamps and supplies time. That's why this upcoming holiday, while others close up shop, we'll be open. And happy to help you keep being unstoppable. Come into your local store today. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Be unstoppable.
Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.